Two verses actually, before we go any further. Romans chapter 15. There are times in our Christian experience, in our walk with the Lord, in our service for God, when we just need encouragement, don't we? We just need to be encouraged. And there are times when we just need to keep on going, no matter what, just keep on going, just carrying on. And there are times when we just need the hope of the Lord in our hearts for those two things, to encourage us and to keep us going. And these verses in Romans have been helpful for me, and I'm sure for many people, maybe you just now as well. Romans 15. And I'm not going to say anything about them, just to read the verses alone are very, very helpful. It says in Romans 15, verse 5, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Great to know we've got a God, and he speaks to us through his words, and he's the God who gives endurance and encouragement. A spirit of unity. And we need these things in these days in which we live. And these are hard times, I have to say. These are hard times in our witness for the Lord. And we need endurance and encouragement. And then in verse 13, lovely little verse. Verse 13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Of course, when you're discouraged and when you're struggling, it's very difficult to have this hope that is within us. And we just need to focus again on the Lord and make sure that we're keeping ourselves right with God, and the God of hope will fill us with all joy and peace as we trust in him. And will overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. May that be your experience in the days that lie ahead. May God help us all to give us endurance and encouragement as we serve him, whether it's here in Paisley, in Johnston, wherever God may lead, wherever he is doing his work. I'm going to give you a little taste of what's happening in Johnston. Both the work and some personal stuff and people we might meet. And I do apologise if your photograph's up here and it's not the most flattering. But I think I kept it, although on the ones of me. 6 months ago, I cannot believe, 6 months ago, we were sitting down, well, I think, oh no, I can't believe there's so much to do over the summer. Can I get through it? Will God give me the energy and the wherewithal and all the rest of it to get through this summer of activity? And in many ways, I quite enjoy the week-to-week routine of things. And the thought of all these big events coming up kind of fills me with dread. And I need to pray really, really hard through these things. Some people are big events people. John's a big events people. You know Johnny's a great at big events. I prefer just the weekly routine. Tell you the truth. I'm not really looking forward to Christmas. That's terrible, isn't it? But I think of all the things we're going to do, we're going to have a fantastic time, all the Christmas and New Year and all the rest of it. But hey, the thought of it, looking forward to it. So here we are 6 months ago and I'm thinking, how am I going to get through this? Albania wasn't, of course, I wasn't at Albania, but I was certainly there with you in spirit. Here's a few Albanian pictures. No, it's not, because I pressed the right one. Let's try again. That doesn't take us. There we go. I've got it now. There we go. That's everybody that went to Albania. You've seen these photos here before, eh? No? No, you haven't seen Albania? Oh, my goodness, that's disgraceful. Everyone there from the team that was going to Albania, including Liz and Anne, and Bob at the back there, and the folks from Johnston, but you'll notice there's someone missing. I never even noticed it myself until I had a close look. Earlier on today, I got these actually from Irene, because we don't have any in the house. It's terrible. And that was in June. And Danielle's missing from the group there. But great to see a group of folks from Johnston and Paisley and the various others going to Albania. So that was the first thing on the agenda there. Oh, I've done it again, haven't I? Sorry. On the agenda, going to Albania. There's a few of the things that you got up to in Albania. Liz, I'm sure, is giving me a wee report later over a wee cup of tea. And there they are, serving God in Albania, completely different culture, getting on with it, making curtains of whatever it is you do in Albania, serving the Lord there with the church and glory, and getting up to see the orphans in the hiding place. And this was probably an outreach that didn't quite come off in one of the little villages. There's no one turned up because it was a World Cup and they were all watching it in their big flat screen tellies in the pubs and etc. But here's another one. I think this was down the beach somewhere, was it? And inundated by children. You see Mark with his puppets, the puppet there. And as far as I know, you have to watch your pockets for these kids delving right in there, looking for freebies and all the rest of it. Great time was had, and it was very encouraging just to get the report when you folks came back. Took over quite a bit of money, and were able to support one or two things over in Albania. I've done that again. I'm going to press it. That's because of Johnson. And it's really handsome. Yep, that's an interesting one. And you think, I love it. Glow missions are fantastic. I mean, they're hard work. There's no doubt about it. They're hard work. And you give yourself 100%. But there's times like this when it's just brilliant fun. And there's a whole bunch of orphans from the hiding place. Well, there's not that many of them now. The hiding place on their way up somewhere in the hills in a lovely outdoor swimming pool. Looks fantastic. And I do believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Liz, but it was just the orphans and the team. No one else involved. And that, just taking these orphans up there, giving them their tea and your chips and whatever. And they loved it. And that looks absolutely fantastic. And you come back with so many memories. And it's so encouraging just to see God at work and people's lives. The folks that go to serve and the folks in Albania who are the recipients of the team as they go out there. So in Albania, and then that was fantastic. Pray for Albania. If you want to get a wee bit of note down, a bit of paper, the back of your Bible or something. Pray for Albania. Pray for the church at Vlorë. You've seen it. It's even worse than Dimity Street, the looks of it. And it's a young church, young Christians. And pray for Uli and Ella. I don't think that's how you spell their name, but they're over at Tilsley College. Right now, they'll be doing the year and then going back to Albania to serve in their home church. And they were over at Johnson about a month ago, just after they arrived. And hopefully we'll see them again. The Hiding Place Orphanage is under doubt as to the future of the orphanage. It's a fantastic facility, much better than the council-run orphanages. But they're not getting any kids in, and they're refusing to send them. For some reason, I don't understand the politics of it all, but it's a bit sad. Remember, since we're there, thinking about these globe missions in Europe next year, and the forms will be out shortly, according to Anna in the office there, and pray for folks to sign up, young and old. To sign up. You're never too old to sign up for a globe team. So, could you pray for these things? That was the first big project of the summer, all these folks going over to Albania, which was fantastic. Other summer activities right after that, the first week in July, the Johnston Mission. Johnston Mission, fantastic mission, based around the children's clubs. We did it every day, 5 days there. At least one of the days was over 100 kids came along. We did have a wee bit of problem to begin with because we didn't have any facilities. It was going to cost us a fortune to hire the schools that we normally hire. They were going to rip us off and charge us, £600-700 or something like that for the use of the school for the week. But fortunately, we were able to acquire the old chapel in the Spateson side of Johnston. It has been bought over, or they're actually just renting it at the moment, by Wayne's World. And we know the couple who run that particular company there. They do a toddlers group and an after school group and all sorts of things. And they're still no further ahead with that building, but for the summer, they gave it over to us for a much lesser amount. And it's great facilities there, inside and out. Fortunately, the weather was quite good as well, which was great. There's the inside. And you see all the kids there crammed into Wayne's World, inside for singing and all the various other bits and bobs we did. And outside for all the stories and fun time. We also had a wee gazebo, quite a big gazebo, where the parents stayed and had their tea and coffee and some goodies. And great point of contact, actually, with a lot of parents, grands, and all the rest of it. And sorry how dark that is. And that was excellent in the afternoons. Then we did a few different things this year. We went to a daycare centre. Well, we didn't, all the girls did. And they'd planned and prepared quite a good wee programme in the daycare centre. It was something to do, oh, it was July 4th. And there was American sort of stuff going on there. They're doing a bit of line dancing, so they entertained the folks in the daycare centre, which was excellent. We ran a wee football tournament, and we hired the McMaster Centre in Johnston, which is an indoor place. They also have a couple of outdoor, other, I don't think they have now, a big pitch right next to it. So the guys, I said to him, I'm trying to organise this, says to the fella, we're going to come along and we'll pay our money, blah, blah, blah. Could we have that facility outside? We'll bring our own out, five aside goals, and all the rest of it. He said, I would really advise you to come inside. He says, well, we've got two teams from each of the schools. There'll be eight teams, six, seven, eight teams might be coming along. Might have to use outside and inside then. He says, I would really advise you to use the inside, because it's in Howard Road scheme of Johnston. And he was quite right, because when we got there and had the tournament, it worked really well. A few teams never turned up, and what's his name, Stuart? No, Grant helped us organise that. Grant's a PE teacher, and he ran it fantastically. And while we were doing that outside, they're burning tyres and setting cars alight and all sorts of things. One wee guy broke his wrist, unfortunately. Well, I hope he didn't, but it looked as if he broke his wrist. And as I'm taking him home, I'm thinking, wild. I thought you go over the bridge, railway bridge, and they're coming over there and drunk and stoned. They're all about 14 or 15, a bunch of them. And it was a pretty scary. So that was good. That was something new we did, five aside. And then, of course, we're down the town square doing open airs. And the open airs are fantastic. We do two open airs in the morning, two mornings into the open airs. And it's fun with the face paintings and the balloons and all the rest of it. We did a wee survey as well. And we do puppets and some sketches, and it certainly makes a big impact in the town centre. And a lot of people are asking questions and want to know who we are, but actually a lot of people know who we are, and so there's a good rapport. There's the team, great team we had this year, another big team this year, folks from Paisley and down at Ayrshire and over across, where did they come from? France, no, I'm thinking across the Clyde. Dumbarton, that's right. And three from France. And fantastic. It was a great team, I have to say. And we thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. And other things that we did, here's most of the things we covered in our mission this year. A children's club, there was a youth night, we had the two open airs, we still had time to go around distributing leaflets. There was a daycare centre with the girls. The football tournament worked really well. In fact, the trophy's in Thorn Primary School, even as we speak.